Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Do you recall the four key differences from the books of Samuel and Kings to be noticed in the Chronicles? There are blessed deletions, mostly the sins of the saints are left out, important clarifications, purposeful repetitions, and significant additions. We've just seen a story with a blessed deletion. The account of the Battle of Rabbah has no mention of David's terrible sin with Bathsheba and the connived death of Uriah. The sins of those earlier accounts, with one major exception, have been expunged from the record, just as by grace the forgiven sinner's account has been cleared, quote, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Colossians 2:14. Now, we have an account that provides a purposeful repetition. In case we overlook the first telling, the Spirit reminds us why young David had taken the time to select not one, but 5 smooth stones from the brook when about to confront Goliath. The section concludes, quote, these were born to the giant in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. 1 Chronicles 20, verse 8. The earlier account inserts the word four. These four were born to the giant in Gath. 2 Samuel 21, verse 22. One stone for Goliath, 4 for his brothers. This is a clear reminder that God's warriors should be equipped for every eventuality. Paul wrote, quote, as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel. Romans 1:15. Again, quote, I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die for the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts 21:13. He encouraged the saints to be, quote, ready to give, willing to share. 1 Timothy 6:18. And, quote, ready for every good work. Titus 3:1. Life comes at us fast. So, be ready.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.